Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Josh, have you, I mean, I hate saying ever, but have you ever been involved in a game where you played for a team that was so decimated before? Not only before, but what happened in games? You lost guys, I lost count on the guys.
That's, sometimes it's the way the business goes. Guys go down, can only dress so many guys. Guys got to step up. I'm proud of the guys that played. Obviously, with injuries, you hate to see them happen. You'd love to get them back as soon as possible, and we'll figure that out later. But our guys stepped up. I was proud of how our team played. Obviously, didn't make enough plays tonight on the offensive side of the football. A couple ones that I want back, obviously. So, lots to learn from this one, but overall, proud of how our guys battled.
Josh, I saw you walk down the hall real quick and come back. Are you okay? Can you tell us what that was about?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Did you bruise your hand on that goal line, on that third down, at the goal line?
I got either a helmet or face mask to it. It is what it is. I missed the throw. That's what it came down to. Didn't make enough plays. And actually, that went back. We had the miscue and the bats. You know, I didn't get the snap before halftime, and I bobbled it. Couldn't snap it or couldn't spike it. We would have gotten a loss of down. So I tried to spit one out there and get it out there, but just didn't play good situational football tonight. Our defense played very well. Special teams had a really good day, but offensive side of the ball, we didn't take care of business, and starts with me.
Josh, on the fumble that they called on you, I thought your arm was going forward. What was the explanation?
I don't know. I was kind of surprised they didn't look at it, at least. I never really saw a replay, so I have no clue.
You talk about the job your backs did tonight. They really kind of helped you keep drives alive, both running and catching.
Yeah, they're ready for their numbers being called. I think we threw it a lot of times tonight. So our guys did a good job in pass protection. And, we got to finish drives. I think third down we were all right. Red zone we weren't very good. We got to find a way to get it in the end zone there. And, you know, we really beat ourselves tonight, you know. Credit to them. They had a really good game plan. They came out and they did what they had to do. But there's obviously plays that we went back, and that's going to happen over the course of every single game, this one especially.
They wanted to just kind of keep a lid on you and force you to take small stuff, check down stuff? Was that?
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job of mixing it up. I thought we were seeing it well and getting the ball out. Sometimes it's just how it goes.
Josh, I think you were down three offensive linemen by the end of the game. Guys were in and out really throughout with heat-related or injury-related. Just how tough was that to get any kind of continuity where there were so many moving parts?
No, I thought our guys did a good job. They stepped up, like I said. I couldn't tell you who went out or who went down when guys went in. The communication was pretty good. I thought they did a good job up there. And, again, that's going to happen in this game. Guys are going to go down. It's a physical game that we play. And it's that's how it goes sometimes, and we got to be prepared for that.
What happened on that play where you were flagged? What happened at the bottom of the pile there?
Just some football stuff.
Did you think Gabe caught that ball in the end zone? It looked like he had it with both feet down. But was there never a doubt that he did drop it? What was your view of it?
Yeah, I kind of got lost. I lost him behind. I don't know. I didn't really see a replay of that either. I trust Gabe in those situations, and no, those are ones that we come down with 9 out of 10 times, and that was the 10th time, I guess. But I got no loss in faith in him and what he's able to do and his capabilities for this team.
Josh, in a game where so many things happen, there were so many injuries, you're a leader on this team. What is your message to the rest of your teammates, kind of as you shift your focus forward?
Yeah, again, next man up. This is one game. We'll learn from this one tomorrow. Take it on the chin and, again, prepare for next week. That's all we can do. We can move forward. And again, we're 2-1. Like to be 3-0, but 2-1, you know, we can still accomplish everything we want to accomplish.
Josh, it's always hot here, obviously, but I mean, can you ever think of a game where conditions were that difficult? I mean, they said on-field temperature was like 110 or something crazy like that.
Yeah, it was warm. Breathing was tough at sometimes. You know, we had some really, really long drives. You know, we had a 20-play drive that ended in field goal, and we got to find a way to put it in the end zone, cap that one off. But I think our guys did a good job of sticking with some of the tempo stuff that we were doing. You know, cramps are going to happen in this heat. You can do your best to prepare for it all week, drink as much water and Gatorade and this and that. But, you know, it's different when you're in game time and your adrenaline starts going. And, you know, like you said, it gets pretty hot on the field, and there's no way to really simulate that. So we got to do the best we can to stay on the field.
Josh, is there anything last one? You'll see me to, like, testing for your hand, or it's just to clarify?
No, we're good.
Thank you. Dinner locker rooms just loop around, guess.
You, who else you bring?
Kevin, who's coming? Kevin,
who else you bringing out?
I think just Sean will be the only other person in here.
Do you have an ETA on that?
I don't.
Okay. I'll stay here right now. Okay. Are they close enough to go?
If we don't get back?
Yeah. Everyone's sharing, like, in a bubble. Just reach out.
Sean. had something to say.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead and open up to your questions here.
Coach, how much did the heat start affecting your team as the game went on?
Yeah, just a little bit here and there, a couple guys here and there.
John, obviously you've coached a lot, but this just seemed like a game. I'm not sure I've ever seen a team decimated quite like the first team was, not only before, but then during the loss. It was like 13 guys, and it was all said. Have you ever been a part of something like that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought our training staff did a great job. Sal, yeah, guys were going down, some of it heat-related, some of it other, you know, injury related there, and just real proud of the guys. I know we didn't get the result that we all came down here for. I think we learned something about our team today, that's for sure, and proud of the guys and the way they battled and the effort they gave us.
That is the takeaway, right? I mean, the fact that you nearly won the game with all the obstacles.
Yeah, again, I don't want to – there's, you know, I respect what you're saying, and we came down here to win the game. We didn't get that done. I didn't get it done, but I'm proud of the way the guys battled, the effort they gave. We used about everybody we could on the sideline right there, and hopefully we can get some of those guys back and healthy.
How did you see that play out on the offensive line in particular, or the center as an example of just going down to the first?
Yeah, I mean, appreciate the way Van went in there and battled, and he went till the very end. I mean, he was hurting, and you saw it all game. It wasn't just at the end when he finally went down, but I thought he really battled, and then Greg came in and did the same, and it came down to, you know, the margins there, and we didn't do enough at the end of the day, and we didn't capitalize on some opportunities that we had for points, and so give credit to them, they won the game.
Is there something you can attribute that to on the offense with some of those drives stalling out or just resulting in field goals instead?
No, I just think execution overall. You know, we had the situation before half there, we were trying to kill the clock and take it down to about 4 seconds there, which is what we normally do to kick the field goal and get points at the end of the half there, and we didn't execute, and then we got the ball down inside the 1 yard line again and didn't execute there. So just things we can learn and grow from.
How close was Jordan to playing today?
Yeah, I'd rather not get into that. He didn't play. I'm real proud of the guys that went out there and did, and I thought Jordan was a great influence on the sideline for us with his energy, the thing he could control today.
Coach, what do you think that, you know, the performance comes up short, but what do you think the performance in light of the circumstances kind of shows about the guts of your football?
Yeah, I told him, today in the locker room after the game, I said, I didn't even bring them up because they couldn't move, and that was a heck of an effort. Never want to come up short. There's no ribbons for second place, and they know it. So, we go back, we learn from this, and I think we did. I think we'll learn things that we're really good about today. One of those is the guts and heart and the intangibles of our football team, and I think we'll learn some things that weren't very good today, which led to the result that we got. I mean, when you look at the difference in the game, I think we had 400 some odd yards, almost 500 yards to their 212 or 21, roughly, and you should win those games. We just didn't take care of the ball enough and come away with some takeaways. So, but again, I like the way we fought in all three phases till the end, and we've got to learn from it.
Can you comment on the effort of your backs, especially early on in the game, Singletary in particular, kind of allowing you guys to move the sticks, you know, when the receivers weren't getting much in terms of separation downfield and opportunities like that?
I thought Josh did a good job going to his check down early, and I mean, that frustrates defensive play callers when you do that. You know, second and two, that's a hard call for a defensive coordinator, and I thought Josh in the back did a good job of getting on the same page early. And they were doing some things blitz-wise, which we expected, and some dropout as well. So I thought we handled that at times fairly well, but other times, again, we can grow from it.
Sean, I went into the decision on the field goal that ended up being blocked to go for it. It was 4th and 4 or something like that to go for the kick there instead of going for it down.
Yeah, I just felt like it was the right situation to go for points right there, and got a lot of trust and faith in Tyler and our field goal unit.
When they have the safety, were you thinking that we were about to see some kind of a miracle, and that was going to be an unbelievable rally?
No, I mean, we were just in the moment. As a competitor, you're just in the moment. Like the players are, as coaches, we're the same. We're just in the moment trying to execute, trying to get our team in a position to execute, and which I thought we were, except, you know, we had that sack at the end. We were, I think, around the 40-plus yard line, just over the 40-yard line there, maybe, if my memory serves me correctly, and we got that sack. But we were right – right where we needed to be with another play or two in there, and we practice that all the time, and a lot of faith and confidence in T. Bass to come out there and kick the game winner. They made a play, and so we move on. We learn from it.
Are you talking about the penalty?
I mean, it turned out to be a big play in the game there.
Coach, was there a reason why you didn't continue to run at the goal line on those four at that? Because on the first play, the offensive line pushed it, run it almost to the goal line.
Yeah.
No reason why this.
Yeah, we talked. I mean, we talked about some. We talked about a lot of things in there. We're inside the one. So just don't want to give away strategy right now. Respect for the Georgian. But we'll look back at that, and that'll be an opportunity that was missed for sure.
What was Micah like on sidelines? I know you said Jordan was influential.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it was great. Great influence, great energy on the sideline. Jordan and Micah both, their leadership for those young guys that were out there playing.
Do you have any update on Christian Benford? I see some special teams he was still out there, but not on defense.
No update for you. Yeah. I'll know more tomorrow on most of these guys for you.
Everything okay with Josh?
Yes. He's good.
Is that a situation where today, I mean, you look at how competitive so many guys have been put into positions and called in, but you combine the injury list at the start of the game, the heat, the factor, I mean, does that all just prove too difficult to overcome with that number of guys?
No, never. Never. That's not too difficult. Got a lot of confidence in the guys in this room. A lot of confidence. It's never too difficult, man. Never too good. We've got a lot of confidence in these guys. Thanks.
How soon are you going to shoot stand-ups? Or are you cutting the video first?
We're live.
You're live?
There's an iPad on there. I don't know if it's anybody's.
Yep.
anything at all. Could you
okay.
Maybe a few minutes. You're on it too, sir.
Hey, one more and then we're coming.
Thank you.
Von Miller had his post game show. He still hasn't talked yet?
He's coming down.
Oh, okay.
When they get it to the website.
Yep, I
assumed everything was done because they were tearing stuff down.
I got you.
If you can get it, send it to me, it'd be great.
Yep.
Mic check 1, 2, 3. Mic check 1, 2, 3.
Thanks,
man. Mic check 1, 2, 3.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Good. 100%.
We agree 100%. We're the ones that asked.
Mic check 1, 2, 3, 4. Mic check. Good.
Come on. Are you sure? Just two.
I'm just when I'm done, Casey. When I'm
you
done,
need mic check, so Scott.
No,
are you good?
Send you a heads up.
That's fine. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. While we're in his locker, and I was like, can we get Vaughn? They were like, we're going to bring him to the podium. So, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Vaughn, obviously coming into this game, you guys knew how quickly Tua got rid of the ball. How much of a problem was that as a group up front, especially down to two guys that started for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, they played really good. You know, whether it was getting the ball out quick or, you know, blocking us up and trying to throw the ball deep. You know, everything that they came into the game, every scheme that they came into the game with, you know, they were successful with. You know, can't take nothing away from those guys. They played excellent defense. Offense played well. You know, Tua got hurt, came back in. He played well. The receivers, you know, they played well as well. You know, you can't take anything away from those guys. It was an electric crowd. At the end of the day, man, you know, I had fun. You know, I had fun. And you want to come out with the dub. But, you know, I'm extremely proud of my guys. I'm not going to make any excuses. But, you know, to fight the way we fought and to have the injuries that we had and, you know, to come into the game with injuries that we had. At the same time, I'm not making any excuses. Like, they came out and they won the game. But, you know, being on this side of it and just witnessing, you know, my guys and my coaches and to see the way we handled adversity, I'm extremely proud of our guys. And, you know, sometimes a loss like this is good medicine. You know, a loss like this is – actually, a loss like this is good medicine. In 2012, you know, I think we started the season, you know, 1-3, and then we went on a 9-game winning streak, you know, with Peyton Manning. And so – you know, we started out two. We haven't even met any adversity like this. You know, so you know, I just choose to live on the bright side of things. And they played a great game, and it really came down to the end of the game. It was really like one or two plays, and you know, none of my guys blinked. Whether it was, you know, whether it was our secondary or our linebackers, everybody stepped up to the plate each and every time. And you know, I'm proud of those guys. And even though we lost, and the score is what it is, like, I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of our coaching staff. And a loss like this is good medicine. You know, we get back in the lab. We'll watch this film. We'll figure out, you know, things that we did good and things that we did bad, and we'll be ready for Baltimore.
You mentioned, you know, the feelings of a game like this, a heartbreaking game. But the feeling in the locker room just now was guys just – really impressed with how you guys handled all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you learn about these guys today?
Yeah, I've only been around for, you know, 6 months. And it's games like this that really bring you guys together. Whether you win or you lose, I was hoping that we got to the end of the game, we scored a touchdown, and, you know, we get out there and rush. You know, that's what we're hoping on. But, you know, it's games like this that really bring the guys together. And in Buffalo, that's all we have is football. That's all we care about is football and winning games. And a loss like this early in the season is good medicine. You know, I don't want to say, like, you know, we shouldn't – because we lost. We did everything we could possibly do to win the game, and we lost. They played great defense. You know, they took advantage of big plays on offense. Tua showed extreme toughness. He came out of the game, came back in the game. Right tackle Little got hurt, came back in the game. You know, Armstead played through a toe injury. You know, you gotta give your hats off. You got to, you know, tip your hat to those guys and, you know, things that they did today. They had a great scheme, but, you know, we came up short. And that's just part of the NFL. It's a humbling league. Adversity like this truly reveals character. And, you know, we got a team full of tough guys. And there is no silver lining in a loss. You know, a loss is a loss. It's tough, especially, you know, being in an organization that we are in, you know, in Buffalo and the community that we're in. You know, we don't take losses, you know, well. But, you know, the thing is, we will reassess this loss. We'll go over the plays that we did good, go over the plays that we did bad, and we'll move forward. Got a lot of high-character guys in the locker room, whether it's the coaching staff or the infrastructure of the team or whether it's the leaders on the team. You know, we got high-character guys like this. Adversity reveals character. This is all just adversity. And I'm excited to see how we respond. Real men – you know, they respond to things like this, and I'm excited to see how we respond.
Was this some of the toughest conditions in a football game, weather-wise, heat-wise, humidity-wise, that you've ever played in?
Not me. You know what I mean? I feel like this is – I mean, I'm from Dallas, you know. I played in, you know, games like this. And I just feel like, You know, I'm conditioned, you know, for stuff like this. And then, you know, they do a great job of rotating me in and rotating me out. You know, I tell you what, when I walked out there for pregame warm-ups, before we went out there as a defense, you know, just warming up, and I was like, dang, like, God really got the heat turned up. I was like, Jesus, hot, it's humid. Like, I was drenched in sweat, like, when I came out there for pregame, before we came out there with the pads and stuff. I was like, man, I need to go in there and get an IV. I went in there and got an IV. You know, I came out, and I was good, you know. But I really can't speak for my teammates. You know, heat like this and these conditions, like, it really takes its toll on everybody. We came into the game wounded, and we lost some guys during the game. But, you know, each and every guy that was in the game, they stepped up. And like I said, there is no silver lining in a loss. But I'm just so proud of my guys. I'm so proud of Coach McDermott and the way he handled everything. I'm proud of Josh Allen. Like, we drove from the 1 yard line all the way to the 2 yard line, and we came up short. Defense came out there. We hold them to a 3-and-out, get a safety, get the ball back. You know, with 1:30 left, like, you know, what more can we ask for? You know, and we did everything that we could possibly do to have success in this game. On a short week, we came in. We worked out. We did everything we could possibly do to have success, and we lost. Like, you know, we went out on our shield, and that's all I can say. You know, watching on the sideline, you know, watching our defense play, you know, Melvin Ingram went crazy. I think it was Ogba, 91, he went crazy. And, you know, that's just the glasses that I see, you know, the game from. Like, their defense, Zay Howard, like, they, you know, you got to tip your hat to those guys. Like, the football guys won't respect you if you just come in here and say, oh, we were hurt and, you know, we lost the game. But, you know, their defense played well. They had a great scheme. They had guys that played through injuries well. And they just beat us today. And that's what makes football great. You know, it's any given Sunday. You know, it hurts to lose, especially in this community, especially with this organization. But, you know, we're going to lick our wounds. We're going to have a day off tomorrow. And I promise you, like, we got a room full of tough guys. And, you know, we get back in the lab and, you know, get ready for Baltimore.
Vaughn, what was it like having Micah and Jordan on the sidelines? What was it like?
Micah and Jordan Poirier. Oh, it was great, man. You know, those are our captains. You know, those guys really set the foundation for, you know, the type of mindset that we have on this team. And, you know, they're constantly pushing us. You know, the positive energy was at an all-time high, even when it didn't look, you know, great for us. You know, everybody was all positive. Everybody still believed that we could go out here and win this game, and that's what you want, you know. We did everything that we could possibly do to win this game. We watched film. We had extra conditioning. We did everything that we could do to win this game, and we just came up short. Like, that's just how it is. That's what makes, you know, football great. You gotta, you know, tip your hat, you know, to the Miami Dolphins. Like, they're ready to go today. They played through injuries as well. And we just lost. Like, that's just what it is. And this is good medicine. Like, honestly, this is good medicine. I'm excited to see how we respond. Real men respond to, you know, adverse situations like this. And, you know, I'm excited to see where we go from here for sure.
Vaughn, I'm sure you were asked a similar question, so I apologize. But as you compartmentalize and you realize that it is just week three, what is your message to some of the guys who maybe haven't been through the ups and downs of an NFL season?
You know, we came into the season with super high expectations. You know, me and, you know, I think I'm just so optimistic. I'm thinking in my head, like, we're going to go undefeated. Like, we're going to win every game. We're going to blow every team out. And, you know, the reality of it is, you know, things just don't work like that. I still felt like we had a chance, you know, all the way down to, you know, Isaiah. You know, he almost got out of bounds, and the time just ticks out. And, you know, that's just part of it. But, you know, my message to the guys, I can only just lean on the history, you know, on my history. You know, with Peyton Manning, we started out, you know, 1-3, and we went on a 9-game winning streak, and we ended up being the number one seed in the AFC. We played a lot of great football that year, and we have a similar team. You know, we got a great quarterback, great defense. We're going to get some guys back. Even though the guys that played tonight, they played incredible. Like, you couldn't even tell, like, we were missing guys, and that's what you want. You know, Coach McDermott had us ready to go. Coach Fraser had us ready to go. Coach Washington had us ready to go. We had a great game plan. Just, you know, we came up short. We did everything that we possibly do to win this game, and we just came up short. Tough games like this come down to one or two plays. And, you know, I feel like the way I look at it, I feel like if I could have made one or two plays in key situations, like, I could have changed it for my guys. And that's just the world that I choose to live in. That's what I can control. And, you know, I'm going to reassess those plays and get ready for Baltimore.
Thanks, everybody.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.